sure that all of us want to succeed spiritually, but many times we do not. But you're probably here today because you want to succeed spiritually. But we may be doing the things that will help us succeed and avoid spiritual failure. We can fall short of the grace of God, Hebrews 12:15 says, looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. And so we can fall short of the glory of God. We can, or the grace of God. We can not be living our lives in such a way that God's grace will cover our sins. And so we're going to be looking at some things which will help us to avoid spiritual failure and falling short of the grace of God. First of all, don't be unfriendly. If we want friends, we must be friendly. Proverbs 18:24, a man who has friends must himself be friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Unfriendly Christians are doomed to defeat. We should, with all our power, be at peace with all men, be friendly, and hopefully influence others to come to Christ. We must be friendly to be a friend to Jesus, John 15:14. You are my friends if you do what I command you. And so we all should want to be friends of God, friends of Jesus. And so we must do what he commands if we're going to be his friends. And we need to be friends indeed. In John 15:13, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. So our friendliness must go beyond just saying we're friends, but truly being a friend to those around us and helping to meet their needs. So if we want to be successful in the Christian life, we can't be unfriendly. We must be friendly toward those around us. Don't be unforgiving. We must forgive to be forgiven. Matthew 6:12-14. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. And so if we want spiritual success, we've got to be forgiving people. I've heard even Christians say, I will never forgive that person for what they did to me. And that, of course, dooms us to spiritual failure. We cannot be successful spiritually and have that home in heaven if we are unforgiving toward others, because we will be forgiven as we forgive others. And then we forgive because God forgave us. Ephesians 4:32, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ forgave you. And so if he has forgiven us, we also ought to pass on that friendliness and that forgiveness to others. And it must come from the heart, Matthew 18:21-35. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times. And then he talks about the unforgiving servant. And verse 35, so my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. And so if we do not forgive our brother our trespasses, we cannot have successful, cannot be a success spiritually. We want that home in heaven. We must be forgiving people. And then we also should not be unfaithful. And Revelation 2:10 says we need to be faithful until death. We can't give up before we die. Do not fear any of those things which you're about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. So we can't just be faithful and then go off and do our own thing and expect God still to be with us. We must be faithful until death if we want to be spiritually successful. And we must be faithful in spite of temptation. James 1:12 says, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him." And so we must be faithful in spite of the temptations that come our way. We have to say as a Christian, we cannot do this thing against our Lord, and to realize that any sin is a sin against the Lord, and that it breaks his heart when we become unfaithful and doomed spiritually rather than being successful. The faithful will be blessed. Luke 12, verses 42 and 43. And the Lord said, "Who is then that faithful and wise steward whom his master will find ruler, make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes." And so when the Lord comes back, it's those who have been faithful that will be taken up to heaven with him, with those who have died before, and join them and be forever with the Lord. But we cannot be unfaithful and expect God to still honor his promise of eternal life with him forever. It is only for the faithful. We cannot succeed if we do not remain faithful until death. And then we cannot be unfruitful and be successful in our spiritual life. We must abide in Jesus, John 15:1-8. "I'm the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples." And so he wants us to be fruitful in the kingdom if we're going to have eternal life. We must abide in Christ. That's the source of our salvation. And we must live for him since he died for us. God is displeased with fruitlessness. Matthew 21:43. "Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation bearing the fruits of it." And so we must be fruitful if we want God to be pleased with us. And we must die to ourselves to bear fruit. John 12:24-25. "Most surely I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life." And so we are to recognize that we don't live for ourselves. We live for him who died for us. And he died for us so that we would live for him and be fruitful in him. The fruit of the Spirit is what we should be producing. Galatians 5:22-23. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law." That's the fruit of Christians. That's the things we should be doing, and showing our love and our joy and our peace and being long-suffering toward those who are maybe not what we expect them to be. To be kind to others and be good in everything that we do, and faithfulness, as we talked about, and then in gentleness and self-control. That's what we need to be producing as Christians. And so we need, and we might note as I've said before, that doesn't mention their tongue speaking and miracles and all that. Those have ceased. The fruit of the Spirit today is these things, and that's what God wants us to be fruitful in. And if we are like that, we're going to be influential toward all of those around us, to other family members, to the people we work with, we go to school with, whatever it might be. If we practice and produce those fruits of the Spirit, then we will be blessed and God's work will be blessed. And then we need to be fruitful in every good work. Colossians 1 and verse 10, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of the God. You know, we talk sometimes about doing what Jesus would do. And so that's a good thing for us to do. As we see anything happening around us, we need to ask, what would Jesus want me to do? And to be fruitful in every good work. Every time we have an opportunity to do something good, we need to be fruitful in that. And to do everything that we can. And increasing in the knowledge of God, of course, helps us to know what God wants us to be doing. And what those good works are that he wants us to be fruitful in. But if we want to be successful spiritually, we cannot be unfruitful. And then, don't be unthankful. We're not going to succeed spiritually if we are not thankful to God for what he has done for us. We're commanded to be thankful, Colossians 3, 12 through 15. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were called in one body, and then includes with, and be thankful. Be thankful. God is not pleased with unthankful people. And we cannot be unthankful and make it to heaven and to be spiritually successful. Part of the reason for perilous times is that we might be thankful even in those times. 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blaspheming, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of God rather than lovers of pleasure, having a form of godliness but denying its power. From such people turn away. And so he mentions there people that are unthankful are part of those people who will be rejected by God. And so if we want to be successful spiritually, we must be thankful people. And then in Romans 1, 18 through 25, we see that God gives up on those who are unthankful and do not glorify him. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful. And so in all this list of things, he adds there that they were not thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore also God gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts, to dishonor their body among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. And so God is not pleased with those who are unthankful. And so we need to be so thankful. There's so much that we can be thankful for in this country. Clara recently was reading in the National Geographic about the sufferings of some people. And I thought, you know, how blessed we are that we were born in a country that's not facing the war. We think about those people in Ukraine and Palestine and Israel and all the wars that are going on around, and how difficult it is for those people to be living in that. Many of them not caring politically or whatever. Wars many times are started by leaders and fought by the people. And someone once said, if our leaders had to go to war, we wouldn't have war. But it's so difficult for people to imagine what they're going through and living through that sort of thing. How blessed we are to be living in this country without those things going on. So don't be unthankful. We need to be so thankful to God for what he has done for us and how blessed we are to live in this nation in this time, and how thankful we should be. So don't be unthankful if you want to be successful. So how are you doing at avoiding these things that will produce spiritual failure in your life? Are you friendly to everyone? You know, somewhere I went recently, and the person who waited on me was such a cheerful person. And it made me feel so good to see someone being so cheerful. You never know what your smile may mean to someone, your friendliness to someone. I think Claire gets stopped in the store many times in the checkout line or something, and some stranger will just start talking to her. She must have a face that tells people, you know, I care about you. And so they want to talk to her. And many times they'll tell her their problems and all sorts of things. Someone doesn't even know her. And that's what we should be. We should be so friendly toward people that and sometimes that friendliness just starts with a smile and lets people know that you care about them. And so be friendly if you want to succeed spiritually. Don't be unforgiving. If we do not forgive, God will not forgive us. And we need to understand that and recognize that we must forgive others. When I think about, I forget her name, Charlie Kirk's wife, and her on TV forgiving the person that killed her husband. And I thought about that, and I thought, could I be that forgiving, that quick? After, you know, I think eventually I could get around to it. But to be able to immediately say, hey, I've forgiven that person. That's an amazing thing, and it's impressive to people when they see it. And so I don't know if someone killed my family member, it'd be a difficult thing to say immediately, I forgive you. But we must forgive if we want to be forgiven. That's what God says. And so ultimately we need to get to that point that we can forgive. It may take us a while, but we need to get to that point where we can forgive others. And then don't be unfaithful. Faithfulness is simply doing the will of God. And we need to do that until death. There's never a time that we can say, well, I've done enough for God. Now I'm going to sit down and do nothing from now on. We must be faithful until death. And be producing fruit. And that fruit, of course, ultimately is the fruit of the Spirit, doing the will of God from our hearts. And being fruitful in every good work. And then to be thankful. We must be thankful. There's so much for us to be thankful for. All we have to do is look around, listen to the news and all sorts of things and see so many ways that we need to be thankful. We are so blessed in this country in so many ways. I know it's easy sometimes for us to fixate on the problems and think things are going so bad and everything. But in reality, we are so blessed in this country, and we need to be thankful for that. And if we're not thankful, we're not going to be fruitful and faithful and unforgiving and unfriendly, and we're not going to make it to heaven. And that's what our goal should be, to be in heaven with God. Jesus sent his son here to die for our sins so that we could be forgiven of every sin we've ever committed in our life. And at that point that we make that decision, we repent and of our sins. We recognize we have been sinful against God, and we repent of that, and then we confess Jesus as the Son of God and our Lord and our Savior, and then we're buried with him in baptism, and all of those past sins are wiped out. Never again will you be held accountable for those past sins. They're gone. We may remember them, but God does not remember them in the sense that he will not bring them up again. And so we can be free from sin at that point. And then after we become Christians, if we sin, we repent and we confess that, and the blood of Jesus will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so we have everything available to us to be spiritual and righteous in the sight of God through the blood of his Son that will make us perfect before God because we've been cleansed from those sins. If we can help you today to get that cleansing, if you haven't, to make that decision that you want to be cleansed from all of those past sins, and you're willing to be repentant, sorry to God that you've done those things in your life, and you are willing to make him, Jesus, the Lord and Master of your life, and you're baptized into Jesus Christ. We can do that this morning. And if you, as a Christian, have sinned and done things that you know are contrary to the will of God, you need to confess that and repent of that. We'll pray for you that God will forgive you of those things. If there's any way we can help you at this time in those ways, we invite you to come as we stand together and sing.